Team, if you would like to come on up and just form a line right here. And while they're coming up, I just want to share with you what a privilege it is to be part of this team and to be part of any mission team that goes out from New Hope Community Church. We were really in a difficult and hard part of the country, and I would not want to be placed on the battlefield of the Lord with any other warriors other than what you see here. I know that a lot of them look young and maybe inexperienced, but they've been in training since they were little here at New Hope. And as far as what they did on the battlefield, they are truly warriors, and you would be so proud of them. And we were led by one of the best generals the Lord could ever provide, Pastor Kirby and Miss Kay. So I'm not going to share anything with you other than to say that we were well equipped, we were well prayed over, well supported, and I thank you for that. And if I ever go into the battle again with the Lord, which is a daily thing, I would not want anyone behind me more closely than the people of New Hope Community Church. So thank you. I'd like to introduce our first team member, Miss Kathleen Daly.
God is good. Amen? Amen. My first thought and question as I contemplated what I would share with you was, how often do I consider God's work in me, not just through me? And I offer that to you. How often do you consider God's work in you, not just through you? So when contemplating scripture while in Kentucky, I read Psalm 24, and what stuck in my mind was, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. And I think of how we prayed and how we wanted our hearts pure and our hands clean to serve the Lord in this trip in Kentucky. Giving and demonstrating the love of Christ was a wonderful opportunity for us. We were blessed that God used us and gave us what we needed to do his work. It was through skits, painting a porch, we all remember very well, I'm sure, and providing school supplies, as well as being the helping hands to organize a thrift shop and to fill boxes for a food drive. Then there was the nursing home, and remembering the aging population, how forgotten they can be and how important that work. What better way than to bring the energy of these beautiful young Christians to these people? And what brightening of their day. I did see firsthand the domino effects of economic disparities. And having had the privilege of visiting Haiti and with our beautiful brothers and sisters there, seeing a national ministry in one of the richest countries in the world, to see such disparity in our own land is just astonishing. And yet, seeing the ministry and the community within the church and the body of Christ that's there, what work they're doing is just amazing. And a church we visited Friday night, the youth group there met us hand in hand. They were prepared. What a blessing. With the opioid crisis in the United States, and I see statistics anywhere between 42,000 to 62,000 deaths in the U.S. in 1 year in 2016. And we know that Kentucky, one of the number one states for opioid crisis. And we did see the effects of that. And the living conditions and the poverty. Godly people and godly solutions, looking at the historical places we got to be at, the education that has such historical content and beauty at the Alice Lloyd College and the Hindman Settlement School where we stayed. These stories go back 100-plus years. So food for the poor, clothing, spiritual food, salvation, and community just ring true as I contemplate what a blessing it was and how God blessed me to be in Kentucky with this group, this beautiful group.
I'm very grateful to the members of New Hope who supported our trip to Pippa Passes. Whether you supported a team member directly, participated in the bake sale, or prayed faithfully for the trip, thank you very much for the role that each of you played. Pastor Kirby's mission's motto is, "As the Spirit leads." And the Spirit, in fact, guided each day and each activity on this trip. The team and I saw God show favor to our pre-planned activities like service projects and sharing the gospel to local families. We also saw His Spirit redirect our group at times away from the good plans that Pastor Kirby and Miss Sherry had arranged and lead us to His more perfect plans. I was greatly impacted on our trip when I witnessed how God blessed a woman named Miss Terry both physically and spiritually using our team. Miss Terry is raising her 3 young grandsons. She also witnessed her own son's violent death a year ago. Our team spent a full day with her and her grandsons, encouraging them and painting their front porch as a tangible reminder of God's love. And just one day earlier, God had answered Miss Terry's need for assurance regarding her son's salvation when He created an unplanned window of time so that Pastor Kirby could share with her from God's word and give her the assurance she needed. The team stopped by Miss Terry's freshly painted trailer on Sunday evening and found her grandson Chase had chiseled a rock into a heart shape as a gift for her. And she herself had been busy getting her daughter's trailer next door clean and tidy. Best of all, a page from a drawing pad that illustrated John 8:12 and declared Jesus as the light of the world was on full display, posted on a corkboard they had attached to the front of their house. We loved seeing the ripple effects of God's blessing to this family already going forth, and we rejoiced to see that He had given him the glory for it. Thank you again for supporting your missions team. And please continue to pray with us for the physical and spiritual needs of Pippa Passes.
Good morning, church family. My name is Haley Becker, and this is my first missions trip. I want to thank everyone for your prayers and support. My favorite part about going to Kentucky was sharing the gospel at VBS. This trip was a blessing to me. I can't wait to go again next year. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah Pierre. This is my first time going to Kentucky. We worked, laughed, and had fun. My favorite part of the week was going to the nursing home. I enjoyed seeing them smile and laugh. Your support and your prayers helped us very much, so thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sierra Walters, and this was my first mission trip to Kentucky. So when we arrived in Kentucky, finding our work project didn't go as planned. A lot of obstacles tried to get in our way, but that didn't stop us because we are dedicated on getting the job done. And thanks to our Lord, we did. But my favorite parts of sharing the gospel was painting Miss Terry's porch and seeing her face just light up with joy and happiness as she saw the finished look. My other favorite part of the mission trip was visiting the nursing home and seeing this lady just dancing and singing to the music as she praised the Lord. I wanted to thank you all for keeping us in your prayers and supporting our missions team. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. When I heard that I was coming to Kentucky for a second mission trip again, I was very happy. But when I heard most of my friends weren't coming, I was partially sad. Boarding the aircraft in Fort Lauderdale, I thought this trip has two options, to be successful or unsuccessful. And I thought that all these options relied on the Lord, and all the team relied on the Lord for success. On the first day, our work project was canceled because when you work for the Lord, the devil tries to stop you. After dinner that day, I was shocked. We went to the other side of the mountain and told some kids about the gospel. And again, I was shocked because I could really tell the impact the Holy Spirit had on them. And he was using us to explain the gospel to them. The next day, we went on a painting duty on Miss Terry's deck. All of our team met Miss Terry's grandson, Chase. He also helped us paint the deck. I was so glad that we finished the project on the first day. Coming back from this trip, the trip told me that God cared about me. This trip's project might have not been successful, but I think this was one of the most successful trips ever. Thank you, everyone who made this trip possible, and thank you for all your support and everything we did.
Over the past mission trip to Kentucky, it has been one of the best experiences I ever had in my life. Because going to Kentucky, seeing people appreciating and loving and listening to the gospel helped me trust in Jesus more and more. For example, Miss Terry, when she got her house done, she was very happy, and her heart jumped in joy. And I love that because we did everything we could to help her, and she really appreciated to all the things she has been through. And I want to thank everyone for helping me, and thank you, Pastor Kirby, Miss Sherry, and everyone that helped me to make this mission trip successful. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is David, and this is my second mission trip to Kentucky. The best impact that's had on this trip for me is the kids and stuff like that there. Like, the most kids, like, here and, like, people that are, like, most fortunate to have stuff, you know, they really don't, like, pay attention. They look at church like, you know, oh, like, I have to go to church and stuff like that. And then, but when we went to Kentucky and, like, when we first saw, like, the kids, they looked the same. And then once we got into it and they were like, oh, yeah, and they just look like they're bored. But then, you know, as we got farther and farther, they started enjoying it. And then by the end of the night, when we were about to leave and we told them, oh, we have to leave, you know, we have to go home. And they were all, like, so sad. And it's just so sad to see them, like, you know, like, think that way, like, oh, you know, they have to go and stuff like that. We really enjoy what they do and stuff like that. And then probably the boy that I guess looked up to me the most was Zach. And, like, I saw, like, him, like, with another friend, and we were in the backpack line. I saw him and another boy. They had a tobacco cup in their hand, and they were just, like doing it. But then at first, I didn't know what it was, but then I realized what they were doing, and I was thinking, like, they need to, like, you know, go to church more, and they need to, like, trust in Jesus, because, like, they shouldn't be doing that in the first place. And when I saw that, I realized, like, you know, we need to come back, and we need to, you know, help them and try not to steer them in that direction, because they just don't know any better. So I just hope that we can go back to Kentucky next year and try to get them as close to the Lord as we can, because we don't want to see any kids suffer like that. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Gabby. This is my third mission trip, but my first time to Kentucky. And it was so different from every other mission trip that I went on, because it was like in a less fortunate area. And I could like feel the people feel so sad when we drive by them and they're like, yep, this is our home. And like, this is where we live. And then we come over here and we're like, wow, we complain about this area. And I noticed when we painted Miss Terry's home, like, she felt so grateful for us to be there to talk to her and, like, just spend time with her, because a lot of people there don't really get to see much people because they live in such, like, narrow areas where people really can't visit unless you have, like, transportation or anything. So for us to be there, like, the full day and then, like, come back and, like, finish it up, especially since there was a lot of WASP there, and we weren't really able to work with them when they were trying to sting us. So, anyway, the person that impacted me the most was Chase. He was one of the grandsons of Terry. He had such a distressful life. I couldn't, like, imagine being him. He's, like, so young but so strong. Like, he just admired everything that we talked to him about, and he just listened to us, like, we were like angels. And he didn't like turn us away, and he was just like so happy that we were there to be there with him the whole time. And his life has just been terrible. Like, I just couldn't believe it. But thank you for all your prayers and sending us here, and I really hope to go next year, because I would love to impact more children and teach them more about God and everything. Because the way they looked at us was just amazing. Like, they looked at us like we were, like, superstars, and they wanted to be us, especially in the crowd when they were doing their hand motions with us and everything. They just were like, oh, I want to go. I want to go to Florida. So, thank you.
Good morning, church family. My name is Sherto Walters, and this will be my fourth mission trip and third time to Kentucky. This time to Kentucky was a lot of fun because I get to experience it with a lot of newcomers that haven't been on mission trips before. I love how I get to tell them all about what a mission trip is like. My favorite part of this trip to Kentucky this year will be the new church that we did VBS for. It was called Lighthouse Baptist Church. It was amazing seeing all of the kids smiling and doing the hand motions to the kids' EE. There were a lot of kids that showed up, and the pastor there was so nice and fun. And I love the way he taught everyone there to pray. Last but not least, I want to thank everyone for their prayers and support to Kentucky and back. We really appreciate it.
Amen. Well, thank you all. Let's give them all a big hand. Once more. Thank you, guys.